Let's turn to local sports here on KNKX. The Mariners are in Toronto this weekend for a series with the Blue Jays. The team has been doing well lately, despite temporarily losing almost all of its starting pitchers to injuries. That's the topic of this week's conversation between KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel and 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Four of the five Mariners starting pitchers are on the disabled list. Art, have you ever seen anything like this?
No. This is nuts. Nothing in my experience, and nor in the experience of Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto. He said Sunday when I talked to him at the ballpark, he said, "I've never been through anything like this." And he's been an executive now for a dozen years, and he was a big league relief pitcher for 8 years. And, you know, this just doesn't happen. You don't lose 80% of your starting rotation. And for those listeners who haven't kept track of the MASH unit here, Drew Smyly had a shoulder problem out of spring training, and he's been on the disabled list the whole spring. And then Felix Hernandez had bursitis in his shoulder. James Paxton has a sore forearm. And just this week, Hisashi Iwakuma went down, and he's got a shoulder problem. So they're all in various stages of recovery. I think Iwakuma might be the most serious because a shoulder problem when you're 36 and with all the hard miles he's put on both in Japan and America, that might be a long-term issue. So the Mariners have called up all kinds of young people of whom we know not.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the guys who are replacing them.
Well, it's really kind of a mix of newcomers. The Mariners traded for Chase DeYoung with the Dodgers at spring training, so he's new to the franchise. Dylan Overton is another guy who came from Oakland. He's now up here. Christian Bergman is another trade acquisition. The one holdover from last year's team that Mariner fans might be familiar with is Ariel Miranda from Cuba. And the fifth member of the rotation is the one guy who survived Calamity. I think they need to put him in bubble wrap. That's Giovanni Gallardo, who I said earlier in one of our commentaries that he has a ways to go to be average. That's really what the Mariners are hoping for out of these five guys is just averageness. And that's asking a lot to be a major league pitcher because that means you are going to contribute 150, 175 innings, and none of these guys have that history.
Well, average may be all they need with the stellar offense they've been having.
That's been remarkable. The Mariners, heading into the Toronto series, had won six games out of the past seven, reached 500 for the first time this year. It's hard to explain how that could be, but the offense does have big answers. They've averaged seven runs a game in that seven-game streak, and they've also really played well in the field and run the bases well. Gene Segura, the shortstop, is leading the American League in batting. Nelson Cruz and Robinson Cano are 1-2 in RBIs, and Kyle Seager now is coming around.
Not to mention great support from two relative unknowns, Taylor Motter and Ben Gamel.
They have really done well, and they're waiting for the real star to come back, rookie Mitch Haniger, who's been out with an oblique muscle strain. So the one guy that they don't have anymore is Mike Zunino, who was sent down to AAA because his bat just was not working.
So pitching problems, great offense, where do you think they go from here?
Well, great offense is really hard to sustain over the long term, especially in today's baseball. I don't think they can sustain this, but if they manage to stay close to 500 until they can get Paxton back, until Felix comes back, I think they've got a real shot because this offense is as DePoto projected. It's going to be very efficient, very effective, and they score a lot of runs without having to hit home runs, which was the opposite of the Mariner team a year ago. So if one or two of the young guys can come through and deliver 5 to 6 innings on the mound, the offense could take them to the playoffs.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to weekly podcasts of our conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.